And this will be a short meditation, I think. So it's intended to be a 12-minute meditation. So we'll see. Maybe I won't set a timer. Let your body be as still as a mountain, and your mind as still as space. That's the kind of relaxation that we're going to be working with. So if there's any tension, that is going to be an obscuration of that deep relaxation for resting in resplendent emptiness. So this is how we begin our meditation. If you identify and recognize any tension in your body, release it on the exhalation into space. If you feel turbulent energy that is just propelling one distracting thought after another, the winds and the thoughts ride in tandem, release that turbulent energy on the exhalation into space. And with this deep relaxation and deep release, discover the silence of the natural state of speech. And then upon this deep relaxation and silence, settle the mind in its natural state. This is the essential nature of the mind that we discover in the absence of all appearances. When there are no appearances, what remains? There is a luminous knowing that awareness is This awareness is able to illuminate appearances, but it doesn't become them. It doesn't become fused with them or part of them. It just makes them knowable. And when there are no appearances, what this awareness knows is itself. It knows itself to be luminous in knowing. It's said that this domain of the mind, of the big mind, is like space. What does that mean? What is the referent of this space of the mind? Does it have knowable qualities? If it exists, it must be knowable. In Dzogchen and Mahamudra, the question always is, first of all, they seem so simple. You wonder, why do they keep asking these questions? They seem like elementary school. Does this space of the mind have shape and color? Is it a square, a cube, a sphere, a red sphere, a black sphere? What they are getting at here is, does this space of the mind have physical properties? So as you're resting with no appearances in this space of the mind, so no appearances to distract you, but the space of the mind becomes your interest, what do you discover about it? Does it have coordinates in physical space that you can navigate to? Does it have a center or a periphery? Or is it, as far as you can discover, boundless? Have you found the edge of the space of the mind? Is it flat, two-dimensional? Is the space of the mind like a Tonka painting, or even a movie screen? Or is it at least three-dimensional? These are all things that you can discover with your perception. Padmasambhava said that while we are resting with no appearances, we can run into these two problems of meditation, excitation and laxity. With no appearances, the mind habitually goes trying to find something. Either that, or it just begins to shut down, space out, become drowsy. So he proposes a really clever solution. And it's called the Padmasambhava Oscillation. So first of all, arouse the luminous nature of your awareness. In the absence of appearances, what do you know? Awareness knows itself to be luminous. And that's not a visual image, but it is the quality of mind that makes things knowable. And the clarity and the vividness that we seek in our meditation practice is all an expression of this natural luminosity of the mind. So can you experience that natural luminosity just nakedly? But this luminosity can lead to excitation. And so Padmasambhava proposes that you release that luminosity into space, into the unbounded expanse of the space of your mind. And while you're at it, release all distraction that may be exciting you. And let your awareness rest in this boundless expanse of space with no appearances. It is not a nothingness because it is awareness itself. But in the beginning, nothing going on in space can lead to a stagnation, just a feeling of lethargy, of spacing out. And so you then emphasize the knowing quality. Again, the luminosity of awareness. It's not as if you contract the space into the spot behind your eyes, but all you're doing is shifting, knowing the other side of the coin. emphasizing the luminous knowing of awareness itself. And then just oscillate at your own pace between the luminosity and knowing that, and feeling the invigoration of that, which is an antidote to laxity. And then alternate that with the release of this luminosity and any distraction into space, into the unbounded expanse, which is the antidote to excitation. And as you are oscillating, and you are invigorating the awareness of awareness, the luminosity, try to maintain the spaciousness of your mind. And as you are releasing into space, try to maintain the luminosity of your awareness. And if you are able to find this balance of maintaining the luminosity of your awareness when you release into space, and the spaciousness of your awareness when you are arousing the luminosity, then simply give up the oscillation and rest in this balance of luminosity and spaciousness. Padmasambhava calls it merging mind and space. Rest in resplendent emptiness.